While fashion designer Orlando Dugay's formal wear designs can be seen on the runways, he got his start watching his Navajo grandmother. Dugay's work is showcased in a new solo exhibit at Colorado State University's Avenir Museum of Design and Merchandising. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick spoke to Dugay to learn more about what inspires his work.
Your work is often noted for its mix of traditional Native American style and contemporary high fashion. How did that kind of evolve for you?
A lot of my inspiration comes from my upbringing. So I grew up on the western side of the Navajo Nation in a place called Gray Mountain, Shadow Mountain area. It's about 40 miles north of Flagstaff, Arizona. I grew up in Flagstaff. I went to school in Flagstaff from like first grade to eighth grade. But all through my life, we constantly were back home with my grandparents, my paternal and my maternal grandparents. And so I spent a lot of time with them on the weekends and the summer times. And so I learned a lot about ceremonial things and stories and songs. And so I was exposed to a lot of the traditional culture. And my family is pretty traditional, so it was not like I went on a culture camp or anything. So I infuse a lot of those stories and different aspects of the teachings in my work. A lot of it really pertains to the stars and our relationship with the land. So I like to use a lot of florals and fauna in my designs.
Are there certain things that you kind of look to for inspiration?
I think mostly it's just like how when you look at the sky, everything sparkles. So for me, that's how the beads look. The sparkles represent the stars for me, but it goes into something a little deeper than just the looking at the stars, because a lot of our ceremonial songs and prayers have to do with the stars and star people, star beings. And so it really more is of a feeling rather than trying to translate a constellation onto a garment or something. So it's just a way for me to remember those kinds of things from growing up.
The beadwork is so intricate. For me, I look at that and I think the patience that must take to do something.
Yeah.
Like that.
My grandmother did a lot of the beading herself for like fans and gourds and just different, like a pin or a brooch or a hairpiece or medallions that were placed on garments. And so when we would visit her, she would be sitting on the couch and she'd have her little glasses on and she'd be beading. And, I just liked watching her go through the motions of tacking a bead, bringing the needle back up, tacking another bead and bringing the needle up. And so when we went to visit, you were either playing outside or you're inside. If you're inside, then she's weaving or she's beading. And so you're watching either one. One day she gave me a piece of something to work on. And so I started to work on it and just mostly learning about, mostly from watching her. And then, she would give me a little like, okay, well, this is not quite that good. So take it apart and try it again.
What was it that specifically drew you to formal wear?
When I was growing up, whenever we had to go take part in a ceremony of some kind or to go visit people or to go to town to do shopping or something, you would always dress up in your best, kind of similar to like your Sunday best type thing or your evening wear for a gala or something. So it was kind of the way I see it is it's our equivalent of that. And so men and women would dress in like silk velvets or silk satin and wear this jewelry and their hair would be done really nice and proper. And so I think that was what really pushed me toward evening wear, because I felt that that was a connection right there with mainstream society and what my family, our tribe, does. And so that's the direction that I took. And, I really liked evening wear because you can go to the extreme with the embellishing and the aesthetics that go into some evening wear as far as embellishing. And then also like just form and structure. It's just a lot of fun to be able to do that with clothing.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you, Stacy. I appreciate it.
Orlando Dugay is a fashion designer from Santa Fe, New Mexico. His first solo museum exhibition, Walking in Beauty, Designs by Orlando Dugay, is on display at the Avenir Museum of Design and Merchandising through December 14th. Stacey Nick, KUNC.